Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome to the nation, everybody. That'd be Barbecue Nation, the show which asks the questions, if you don't like barbecue, are you really human? So we'll answer that later in the show. Hey, this week on the nation, we have Ms. Sue Chulos joining us from Tri-State Distributing. Now, perhaps you're not familiar with Tri-State, but you have heard of us discuss here on the nation, the Primo Charcoal Grills. Well, Sue manages the distribution of the Primo here in the Northwest and is part of that. Plus, she's a great cook. So we're going to put her on the grill today a little bit for fun. And David, the voice, Shurtloff, is back on the boards today. David, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And our musical guest today is GNR. If you don't know what that is, it's Guns N' Roses. I love the rock stuff, the classic rock stuff. Sue, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, full of beans, as always, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. How did you get involved in selling barbecues, first of all?
So, as a distributor, we have primarily, for my function is hearth products, but grills are one of the products that we also sell along with hearth, and that's how we came involved.
Okay. And what made you guys decide to go with the Primo line?
You know, Primo is it's the only American-made ceramic grill, and Tri-State Distributors got on board with them because of their philosophy, the fact that they're made in the United States, and Primo is actually a really great company to work with and to represent.
Now, I have a Primo, thanks to you, by the way.
You're welcome.
For all of our listeners know, and I really like that the Primo. It's and I've used them all. You know, starting way back with one of the original green eggs when I was 4 years old, my aunt gave it to me, and you do ribs and stuff. The concept was always great. They all had kind of coming through the years and their own inherent problems, not big problems, just you know difficulties here and there. The weight,
exactly,
one of them. But you guys came along with the Primo, and it's a wonderful Kamado style grill. So tell me, what is your favorite?
I agree.
Well, I'm glad you agree, because it'd be tough for you not to agree and be selling these things.
I have had a Big Green Egg. That's where I started with the ceramic grilling, and I was working for a retailer at the time, and they sold them, so I purchased one. And then when I became a part of Tri-State, I got a Primo grill because that's what we sell. I need to use what we sell.
Sure.
And I find the Primo to be equal, if not better, than the egg. And I think the biggest reason is because of its oval shape instead of round. The flexibility of cooking on the Primo is superior, in my opinion, to cooking on the other ceramic grills.
I think so. You know, because when you've got that shape, and it's bigger, it's wider, it is heavier. I'll grant you that. But you guys put a nice put a nice card underneath it, and you can get those out there, or they can be you know built ins if you want on your deck or something. But if you're really into you know a charcoal, historically correct, put it that way, style of barbecue. I think it's a great product. So now, tell us about some of your favorite recipes.
Oh my goodness. Love to do ribs. I personally am not a sauce person.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a dry rub on my ribs, and then my sweetheart likes sauce, so I cook cook our ribs till they're just about done, and then one rack is sufficient for the two of us, so I cut it in half and sauce his and get that caramelized and just let mine finish up. So I have mine with dry rub and his with sauce. Brisket is another one that I really enjoy doing. And, you know, chicken on a ceramic grill or the Primo grill, you can't go wrong with chicken.
I did some chicken thighs the other night. Turned out absolutely delicious. They were, and I'm one of those guys that I tend to like to do the dark meats more than the breast meat and stuff. Just personal choice. Probably because it's got more fat in it, and that would, you know, you've seen me in real life now, so you would you would understand that comment. But, you know, we did that, and boy, they just came out so nice. Glazed them right at the end for about 3 or 4 minutes. They were perfect. Even my wife was like, man, these are terrific. She, you know, after you've been together for damn near 30 years, you don't always get the, honey, that was really good tonight. It was like, hey, thanks.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice to still get that every now and then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. So let's talk about getting somebody who's bought a Primo. Give them some basic instruction there. Now, and I will push this in first, too, that probably people that have not cooked on a charcoal grill, a real charcoal grill or ceramic, are probably not going to go out and buy a Primo or even maybe one of your competitors right off the bat, because sometimes that can be a little scary for people. So how do you tell them that it's very simple?
Okay, so I agree. The concept of cooking on a ceramic grill can be a little intimidating. I think one of the big misconceptions people have is that charcoal takes so long to get it hot. And really, in a ceramic grill, because you're using a natural lump charcoal, which lights more quickly and heats up more quickly, it doesn't take really that much longer than it does on a gas grill. I mean, a gas grill, up to temperature, you're 15 minutes or so. With a ceramic grill, you're about the same. You don't use any lighter fluid, so you never have any of that nasty chemical taste. And there's just no beating the flavor that you get when you're grilling on true lump charcoal.
Well,
I think people just need to get their heads wrapped around the fact that you really can get these grills to a cooking temperature in pretty much the same time as you do with a gas grill.
It's very doable. I mean, because I do it. I think one of the things that people look at, of course, people that we've talked to on this show and people that send us emails and stuff, they would love to do briskets with the cap on, the whole thing. They would love to do that. Or they would love to do some big sirloin flaps or something. But they get a little intimidated, one, by the meat, and two, like we were just talking about, because they don't know how to properly do it. Well, you know, when you're just getting started doing that stuff, you're going to make some mistakes. It just happens. That's how we learn. So my suggestion would be, don't be intimidated by that. Just maybe, you know, cut a brisket in half to start with and practice that way. So I think it's important for people to maybe start small on larger pieces of meat, especially if you're going to use a charcoal, hardwood charcoal grill like the Primo. Get a little practice in, because like we were saying.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think there's a little trial and error to start with, but it certainly doesn't take long to get the technique down and to get yourself familiar with the grill and how to adjust the temperature.
Now, one of the things that people have concerns about, I do too sometimes, is you got to clean the things, okay? But David online last night found something to clean these grills with that I was impressed with. It's called It's called a grill bot.
Yeah, it's a Roomba for your grill.
Yeah.
I've seen those. They're pretty intriguing.
Yeah, you just put them on there, turn them on, and they go around.
Yeah, and they got a smart sensor.
Yes.
So they
run all over your grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they bounce right back. The brushes are removable and washable and replaceable.
And they've got two styles. They've got a plastic brush and a stainless steel brush like that. So depending on what your grill is made out of.
And when I looked on Amazon, it's getting pretty good reviews.
Is it? How much was it running? I never could see that.
Around 100.
Yeah. Think that's something you ought to try out, Sue?
You know, if I could get somebody to, I go to the trade shows and see all the new products and the existing products and things. I saw this a couple years ago at the trade show, and I tried my darndest to get them to give me one so I could give them decent reviews. But, you know, they're pretty tight. They wouldn't let me have one.
Yeah, I understand. You got to have a radio show to get free stuff. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Sue Chulos from Tri-State and the distributors of the great Primo Ceramic Grills. Don't go away. The Nation will return.
It's full-flavored radio. Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to the Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KXL, right in beautiful downtown Portland. We are high above the city. Well, not that high, at least above the city. Anyway, we have Sue Chulos with us today from Tri-State Distributors. They do the Primo Ceramic Kamado Style Pellets. We were talking about that when we went to break, though, David. The name of that song is Knocking on Heaven's Door, right?
Yep.
Did you know the original movie that it went with?
No, I did not.
It was Billy the Kid.
Oh.
With Kris Kristofferson.
One of the original Outlaws.
Yeah, yeah. And Dylan was in the movie, and Slim Pickens, and all these old great character actors were in there. So
I'll check that out.
It was pretty cool. It was a Sam Peckinpah, if that gives you any idea about the amount of ketchup involved. So there you go. Also, if you want to email us here, if you have a question, it is very simple to do. Barbecue Nation, that's BBQ Nation at KXL.com. Or you can send us a recipe also, which is recipes at KXL.com. And say hi to our couple of our affiliates very quickly, KWRO in Coos Bay and KACI in Hood River in the Dalles. Thanks for having us on the airways. Okay, now we can get back to talking to Sue about cooking with a Primo. So what's your very favorite recipe that you haven't been brave enough to try on your Primo yet?
Cheesecake.
I've had smoked cheesecake several times.
Yeah. You know, I've heard that you can do it, and I bake other things in my Primo.
Yeah.
I just haven't gotten up the guts to try my cheesecake.
Well, here's what you do, okay? You put on a black hoodie sweatshirt and a baseball cap and sunglasses, and then you get your cheesecake ready to cook. You mix it all up and do that, and then you cook it, and nobody will know it's you. So if it's turns out poorly and you've made a mistake, because it certainly couldn't be the Primo, that's for damn sure. So
that's right.
then you would just have to have it so that you were incognito.
Now that's a good plan. I like that idea.
That is a good plan. And if it turns out good, give it to your significant other. If it turns out poorly, take it down the street and give it to somebody who really thinks they need it. So there you go.
Give it to somebody that you don't really care about?
Well, that's a personal decision, you know, quite frankly. But that's okay. That's okay. How about seafood, Sue? We live here in the Northwest. We do an awful lot of seafood. I grill, smoke, barbecue, cook, whatever you want to call it, all the different versions. A lot of seafood. Any advice from the queen of Primo Northwest?
You know, you're a Primo grill or a ceramic grill is like cooking with an oven. So if you can do it in your oven, you can do it on a Primo or any other ceramic grill. My favorite is salmon on a cedar plank. I personally didn't used to like salmon at all until I had some salmon off of it was cooked on a Primo grill. Cooked on a cedar plank, and that's my favorite way to fix salmon now.
Have you ever done oysters in the half shell?
I have not. I am not an oyster eater, and so I tend not to cook things that I don't like to eat.
Well, I can give you a recipe that might change your mind, at least briefly change your mind. But you can do it on the Primo because I've done it on mine, and you can do it on any grill, really. But take a petite oyster. Put it in the shell, you know, clean it out of the shell, do that, put it back in. You can use a medium-sized oyster too, but I wouldn't recommend doing a full size or regular size or large. if you will. Anyway, rinse them off. Fill the thing up with some garlic and, you know, like a half a teaspoon of garlic type thing. Worcestershire, put the oyster back in. That takes some chopped up, as I learned this in Australia, what they would call bacon, we called Canadian bacon. But you can use either one, put that on there. Chop up some, you know, some green onions and put those on there. And a little Parmesan cheese, and you can put it in there. And when the cheese starts to turn, you know, brown, almost like you're going to broil it, and the Worcestershire kind of is starting to bubble in that, it is done. And pull it out and eat it. And it is absolutely delightful because I am not a big oyster eater either. That's a pretty good line there. Oyster eater either.
Say that fast 3 times.
Oyster eater either. Oyster eater either. Oyster eater either. How's that? It's a great recipe to do it. And if you're on any grill, you can. I mean, I'm sure it would be delightful on the Primo. But if all you've got is a gas grill at home, you can do it on that. You just have to watch it because they'll bubble a bit. So let's switch over to something here. You know, one of the things that people, not just critical of the Primo, but they're critical of charcoal grills and the Kamado-style grills, to, you know, is they are concerned that they cannot get up to a searing temperature. Now, to me, it's not that big a deal, all right? But, and I've gotten my Primo up to a searing temperature. So what are your thoughts? We've got about 2 minutes before we have to go to break, so lay it on me.
Yeah, I've been able to get my Primo up to searing temperature as well. But one of the things with a Primo that you brought up earlier that you can't do with other ceramic grills, because the Primo is oval in shape, you can put a divider in the bottom of the grill and put charcoal on one side only. So you can get your grill really hot on one side. So you can do your reverse sear for a steak, for instance, where you start out on an indirect heating area. Get your meat almost to temperature, and then you can put it over onto the charcoal side close to the fuel and really sear it. With the Primo grills, you have the availability to reverse your grills, so you can have them up high at opening level, or you can turn it over and it's down about 2 inches closer to the heat. So searing on a Primo especially is not a problem, but even on the round ceramic grills, you can get them up to about 750, 800 degrees. So it's not hard to sear on those at all.
If you've got it up to 700 degrees and you're not happy, you need a different line of work.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing is, most people are not that dedicated to their cooking. I'm not slamming anybody because we do have to go to break here in a minute, but most people are not that dedicated to their cooking. And so, you know, live with 500 because you can sear it. You can sear it 500. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more with Miss Sue Chulos from Tri-State/Primo right after this. Don't go away.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. You can just picture Axl Rose running around with his little headscarf on and his rose-colored sunglasses and his underwear on the stage. You know, if you never saw a GNR concert like that, you did miss some things in your life. Before we get back to talking to Sue here, don't forget our friends at Bear Mountain Forest Products. They make some of the greatest, I think they make the best pellets in the world for your pellet stoves or for your pellet grills, whatever you're utilizing. And they also do regular wood chips and wood chunks. And there's no artificial flavors in there. There's no, you know, stuff that isn't good. It's all natural. They just put those pellets together with the pressure. There's no adhesive in there. It's pretty slick. So, you know, if you want mesquite, because they bring the wood up here to make the pellets, you want mesquite, you get mesquite. You don't get mesquite and sand and other stuff. You just get mesquite. So anyway, that's Bear Mountain Forest Products, and you can check them out at online at bearmountainforestproducts.com. We're back with Sue Chulos here from Tri-State / Primo here, and we were talking. I was trying to get her to eat some oysters is what I was really trying to do, but I don't think I'm having much luck with that today. David, what's one of your favorite recipes to mess around with on the grill?
At my house, the kids love the cheeseburgers with the cheese in the middle, Juicy Lucy's. Juicy Juicy's.
They're a mess.
Yeah, but that's always a big hit at our house. And I've only recently kind of started messing with smoking and stuff.
Good man. We'll get you converted here. We've got time. You know, one of the guys I worked with on TV, who's no longer with us, but Steve Mueller, he was our director over at Channel 2 for a lot of years. He would come down whenever I did something on the grill or in the oven that burnt cheese. And I don't mean really burn it, but it was that, you know, cheese that was kind of brown. And he loved it. He would sit there and eat it by the pound. So do you do that, Sue? Do you eat burnt crispy cheese by the pound?
No, I'm not particularly fond of burnt cheese.
Oh, well, we'll keep working on that, too. So, David, you found something political.
Yeah, for the South Carolina primaries, there was some robo-polling going out over the phone. And mixed in with the regular political questions you would expect, it's because it's South Carolina, they asked about preferences in barbecue sauce, mustard, tomato, or vinegar-based barbecue sauces. And of likely Democratic voters, 31% favored vinegar, 28% tomato, and 24% mustard, 18% remain undecided. Among Republicans, 31% tomato, 26% mustard and vinegar each, and 17% undecided. And then amongst specific people, Ted Cruz supporters preferred mustard. Trump fans preferred tomato by a narrow margin. Rubio and Jeb Bush supporters each preferred vinegar. Ben Carson supporters remained undecided.
Still to this day.
Yeah. And then on the Democratic side, Hillary supporters liked tomato, while people feeling the burn enjoyed vinegar.
I think Bernie's got kind of, he fits with vinegar. All right, speaking of fun, no, not yet. Oh boy, I'm excited because now it is Sue Chulos' time. This is one of the most fun things in her life she's ever going to do. It is called the lightning round.
Is that a threat or a promise?
It's a promise. It's a promise. Okay. It's the lightning round, so get ready. Sue Chulos from Tri-State / Primo, are you ready to face the lightning round? Okay. What's the biggest problem with cooking outdoors this time of year for you?
Just taking the time to go outside when it's cold.
You don't like the cold? You don't like the cold, Sue?
I don't like the cold.
Okay. Do you have a favorite winter comfort food?
You know, I really don't. I tend to cook the same kinds of things year-round. I don't do specifically different things winter or summer.
So you don't, you know, meatloaf is all year-round for you type thing?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because if I'm not doing it in the oven, I'll throw it in the Primo when it's hot outside.
There you go. That's fine. That's all good for me. What's the best thing for you about barbecuing in the wintertime?
For me, it's getting that flavor that you typically people think of that they only get to have that flavor in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree. You can have those flavors year round.
I think you can too. And folks don't think you can use liquid smoke and get those flavors, because I'll come to your house.
Not at all. Not even close.
I'll come to your house and smoke you briskly. What is the best day contain for activities for Sue?
Oh, a quiet morning with a good cup of coffee, and then go out and fire up the grill and get it onto something low and slow and doing yard work and just having a quiet, peaceful day that I'm not too pressured. And at the end of the day, my whatever I put on the barbecue is ready, and have dinner and a glass of wine and call it a day.
I'd say two glasses of wine, but that's, you know.
Okay, you can have two.
Okay, thank you. Who would you like to cook for you? If you could have one person in the world come and cook for you, who would that be?
I think I would like to have Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, yeah. You could put up with the verbal abuse if he didn't like your kitchen, but you could do that.
I would like to see if he would be not as obnoxious. I do believe the man is very talented. I think he can be a little verbal abusive, but I wonder if a lot of that isn't for show.
Well, it is. I can tell you that it is, but yeah. Okay. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would Supreme Leader Sue decree?
Oh, my Lord. I don't have a clue. I think maybe that everybody should try cooking on true lump charcoal, be it in a Weber kettle-style grill or in a ceramic grill. I think everybody should give it a try, because those who've never tried it just don't have a clue how nice it really is.
See, I just thought of something while you were saying that. You could do true... You have to have true love for true lump. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's you got that here on The Nation. Yeah. Favorite band or musical group?
Favorite band, actually, Alabama.
Okay. Favorite beverage in the wintertime? And now you've already used up wine, but we'll give you a mulligan if you want that.
Okay. So B-52 coffee.
There you go. Now, here's the fun part. Have you ever cooked in the snow in your underwear?
No, I have not. I live in the Pacific Northwest in the Portland area. We hardly get snow.
Okay. I would rephrase the question, but people would think I was being prying. Best advice for weekend warriors and their cooking.
Go for it. Have fun. If you don't think you can do it, don't hold yourself back. Give it a try.
No, never hold yourself back.
You don't succeed without failure, so go for it.
I must be a hell of a success in my life. By the way, just for that, have you ever cooked in your underwear outside?
No, I have not.
Well, see, now you've got everybody curious, Sue, and that's the tough deal.
Sorry.
Tough deal. By the way, we've got some upcoming events. This weekend, the Shotgun Fred Barbecue Showdown down in Huntsville. That's a KCBS event, if you're going to be down there in Texas. Also, Sam's Club National Barbecue Tour is in Daphne, Alabama. So all you listeners that are headed down south, you can do that. But for the ones sticking around here, we have the 5th Annual Winter Blues Rib Rally. That's coming up on the 12th of March. And then Wayne and June's Backyard Rib Challenge up in B.C. on April 9th. And those are all from the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. So you can check that out on their website. I think that's pretty good. And we're going to take a break here in a minute, but I did want to tell you one thing. If you're down around Woodburn, go see my friends at Barclays over there, Barclays Buy Sell Pawn. They've got some great deals this time of year. And go in and see Mark or Jamie and tell them that you heard it here on The Nation. Make them give you a deal on something. But they've got, if you're a guitar collector, they've got tons of good guitars, not just nasty ones, good ones. And they've got rare coins, all kinds of things in there. And it's always a treat because you never know what you're going to see when you get in the store. That's Barclays down there in Woodburn. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Finish up with our new friend, Sue Cholos. Something. I'm getting tired. My nose hurts. We'll be back.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
Oh, yeah. Live and Let Die. GNR there, originally by Paul McCartney. Do you remember the movie of that, David?
It's a James Bond movie. I can't remember specifically which one.
You don't remember. It's Jane Seymour was in it, and there was Scaramanga in there, and they were with wrestling with crocodiles down there in New Orleans and Mardi Gras. There was all kinds of weird stuff in it. It was really good. But I saw that movie. I'm going to date myself. I saw that movie in Flagstaff, Arizona in 1973. I was 4 years old. So welcome back to The Nation with Sue Chulos today. One of the things that we found that's kind of an interesting product, David found this too, it's called the Cooper Cooler. It's kind of interesting because if you, like I always have a pop, a can of Pepsi. I know Sue has a can of beer, but I have a can of Pepsi. And you can put it in this thing and you can plug it in your cigarette lighter or you can plug it in at home. It's got, you know, different adapters and stuff. But it will chill out a can of pop in like 7 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Real handy for barbecues. Real handy for road trips. Real handy for hiding stuff that you don't want your wife or husband to see. But anyway, it's called a Cooper Cooler. We're going to see if we can get a couple here for the show. Maybe we'll give them away as prizes.
Good plan.
Yeah, it is. So Sue, when you go to the grocery store and you're looking for something to grill on your Primo, what is it that you are looking for that stimulates you to say, I really want to try this. I really want to, I want to do something different. I want to try this. I want to do a leg of lamb or, you know, I want to do tripe or whatever it would be. What stimulates you the most on that?
You know, it just kind of depends on the day. And when I get there and see the different things in the meat case, it's like, you know, something will sometimes jump out at you. And that's just kind of how I roll.
You know,
I'm not a big plan ahead kind of person when it comes to my grilling. I have to be in the mood.
We do vegetables too on occasion.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I'm big on like asparagus and peppers and those things, but I've grilled pretty much about everything. I now, Stephen Reichlin was talking about grilling and smoking lettuce. Yeah, I'm not real sure about that one. But because I like lettuce to be very crisp, you know. But other than that, I sound like a minor bird today, don't I? Anyway, you can smoke a lot of vegetables. You can grill a lot of vegetables on your Primo, and you can get one of the stones and put in there. It's marvelous, and it works very well. And you can bake a cheesecake, as Sue is going to find out this weekend, and let me know how it works out. Right?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Now I don't want any problems with that. You just,
amen.
you just do it and, you know, let me know how it works. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere, but, we're going to wrap up the show here on Barbecue Nation. I'm going to tell you folks that about the middle of March, I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks. So David's going to have a bigger shift here than he realizes, but we will be doing the shows as normal, but he's going to take over a little bit more because I'm going to be out getting patched up, you might say, but I'll be back in action very shortly after that. So I would like to thank our guest, Sue Chulos, today from Tri-State and the Primos. Great grill there, great charcoal grill. A lot of fun with those things. And you can, they've got a number of dealers around. I think Hometown Hearth and Grill, one of our sponsors here, is got them. Also Outdoor Northwest Kitchen. So they're around the Portland metro area and down in the valley. You can do that. And, David, I'd like to thank you for being with us today, okay?
Yeah, and thank you.
No problem. Till next time, I want you to keep kind of your mind in the middle, looking at that grill and figuring out what you're going to do with it. McGarian is coming up. He's going to be doing something on the Liquid Lifestyle Show. And believe me, it will be liquid. And I don't know what kind of lifestyle he leads. Anyway, I never asked him. And if you want more of our recipes, you can go to here because we are getting them fixed. We're putting them on the KXL website. And also thecowboycook.com. We've got several hundred on there. Till next week, folks, please take care of yourself. We'll see you then.
Barbecue Nation is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with JTSD Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2016. Barbecue Nation is produced and tolerated by David Shirtliff in production compound 4 high above the skyline of PDX. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Remember, a good long smolder is better than a 2-minute flameout. See you next week.